It's Ken Holmes.
And are you a member of the
Yes, I am.
Association?
I am.
So what do you think of this process?
Interesting. It's been a fairly long, drawn-out process. And some people obviously feel that the association has been diminished in some way and that we haven't been able to select our own candidate. But on the other hand, it's extension of democracy and openness after the problems we've had over expenses, etc., might be have to be a good thing.
And what do you think, then?
What do I think?
Mm.
I must say, I would have preferred the association to pick our own candidate. And because I think it's thrown it... We pick three people, any one of whom would make a reasonable member of parliament. It wouldn't be a disaster if any one of them was selected. But on the other hand, it might well be that members of the association would have preferred one of the three against others. But you know, now it's open to the whole constituency, members or not. It's also open to a degree of abuse. But I think, obviously, the powers that be in the party felt that it would be an opportunity to get a bit of good publicity and widening the franchise. And they took it. Whether it's going to be a good idea, I don't think we shall know until after the general election.
And until you see who's won today, I guess.
Yes. Well, we see who's won and see how the winner gets on next year, assuming the election is next year.
Nick By, 3,088. Sarah Randall Johnson, 5,495. And Sarah Wollaston, 7,914. Dr. Sarah Wollaston is therefore our successful candidate. I therefore declare that Sarah Wollaston has been selected as the prospective Conservative candidate for Totnes, and I need a show of hands, please, for the formal adoption of that. Absolutely overwhelming. Thank you, you're all free to go, and thank you very much.
I'm Dr. Sarah Wollaston.
And your title, your new title is?
I'm now the candidate, the prospective parliamentary candidate for Totnes.
Congratulations. How does that feel?
That's wonderful. Thank you.
How's the process been for you, a different sort of process?
It's, for myself personally, it's been an amazing journey. I've learnt a lot. I've met some wonderful people. And I'm really looking forward to taking it forward to the next stage now.
And I guess it's not only Conservative people who will have voted for you, it's Liberal Democrats, Labour people even. What do you think of that? Does it feel different?
I think the big difference is that it does give you a real responsibility to make sure that if you are eventually elected as an MP, that you're there to represent the whole constituency, and that my main priority should be a good constituency MP and look after the interests of Totnes, Brixham and South Hams.
And when does campaigning begin?
Very soon.